What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, and, Michael Rivero.
And here we are back to hour number three, and my mistake. And I think a big part of it was we didn't get a lot of phone calls. And it just sort of felt like the show was coming to an end here. And there hasn't been a lot of phone calls. I mean, we had Dustin call in, but we could use some phone calls here right now because I'm literally out of talking points. All right, so let's go over to the member shared page and see what's happening over there. And member submitted news. There's always good stuff happening there. I swear to God, we're going crazy in this country. We are going crazy in this country. Let's see. We have a caller on the line talking about the Dow ending 494.42 down, NASDAQ 123 down, S&P 52 down. And let me see what the pre-market trading says is going to happen. Now, they're all being very optimistic here, but that's over at CNN Business. We'll see what happens when it happens here. Okay, so we have this story. There's a lawsuit apparently coming out of government slaves here. Apparently, this police officer kidnapped a woman, took her to a lake, stripped to his underwear to then baptize her. That's a little bit out there. I mean, technically in the state of California, I'm an ordained minister. I haven't stripped to my underwear and baptized anybody. I did do communion with Manischewitz wine and oatmeal cookies, but that was about as far as my religious observances went here. Taxpayers are going to be held liable after a video shows cops searching a man's anal cavity over a window tint stop. Now, you think about that. Okay, in some states, you're allowed to tint your windows. They can't be tinted too dark. Apparently, the police pulled over this guy's truck because the window tint was too dark, and then he proceeds to do an anal cavity search. What does he think he's going to find in there? Window tint? Bottles of window tint? The taxpayers are on the hook for that one here. And we're starting to see more and more of the corporate media start to come on out about 9/11. We had that CNBC talking head saying that, yeah, Building 7 had to be a controlled demolition. Corporate media is finally talking more and more about the Saudi role in 9/11 and asking why we're giving them our troops. Well, I've got a better question. If Saudi Arabia did 9/11, why did we bomb Afghanistan and Iraq? I mean, doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. It's like when Dick Cheney shot his lawyer. You know, grouse, 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 lawyer. Amazing. Over in Canada, they're being told to stop taking aspirin because of the potential harm outweighs the benefits. And I know down here in the United States of America, if you've had a heart attack, or even if you haven't, they recommend what is called the heart healthy dose. I think it's 31 milligram. Comes in a special bottle. It's got a little heart on there. But apparently, up in Canada, there's new research saying that you likely should not be taking aspirin to prevent a heart attack or stroke if you've never actually had one that could actually trigger one. story coming on out of Investment Watch Blog saying basically the same thing I was saying when YouTube cut me out. It's going to turn out that Trump set this whole thing up. He embarrassed the Democrats, the liberals, with Russiagate. And now he's going to do the same thing with Ukrainegate. Now, Mark Dice is out here, and he's talking about the possibility Twitter could actually go away because, you know, you've got Kamala Harris is out there wanting to suspend the president's Twitter account. Well, she can't do that unless Twitter itself goes away. That's already been established in a court of law. You cannot make the president's Twitter account go away. He's a public figure. Isn't it amazing how desperate these people are getting? Just how desperate they are getting here. You're going to love this one. Up in Seattle in the public schools, math is being interpreted through the lens of oppression. In other words, it's like Tom Lehrer used to say about new math, you know, the idea is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer. And that's literally what they're saying up in Seattle is, who has the right to say that the answer is right or wrong? 2 plus 2 could be 5. Right, Winston? What are we doing to ourselves? Mathematics is the language of science and engineering. It is not subject to political will. But that's what they're doing in the Seattle public schools. Oh, you can't say that person had the wrong answer. You're being oppressive. You're being oppressive. Oh, you're definitely oppressing that person here. Oh, it's amazing. Apparently, Trump is responding to Kamala Harris's comment about ending his Twitter account with a word that I cannot use on the radio without the FCC coming down on us. Okay. Seattle Public Schools teaching is called Math Ethnic Studies. That's what they're calling it. Math Ethnic Studies. Who gets to say if an answer is right? I mean, that's how incredibly insane this country has become. I'm sorry, 2 plus 2 is 4. And it's not likely to change unless you want to go into like base 2 or something. And if you want to go into base 8 or base 8 or hexadecimals. 2 plus 2 is 4. It's the way it works. You don't get to say it's 5. And if you say otherwise, you're oppressing me. You're oppressing me because you're racist. Amazing here. Apparently, there is a new emoji out called the sexy peach. It's considered the newest symbol of the resistance. And by the way, I just got iOS 13.011 on my cell phone, and the first one that came out had some problems. And some of the emojis they have on there, it almost seems to take up a little too much room. You know, I got the app to make an emoji of myself, which I've used exactly one time, because I know what I look like, and the people I talk to know what I look like. Gazing over. All righty. Right now we're seeing this battle, if you will, for, you know, Adam Schiff and Donald Trump. Tom Fitton basically got on Adam Schiff's case, saying that the game is over, that Trump has got options that he can use. And again, the only thing that makes sense to me, the reason everybody wants Donald Trump out of the Oval Office is that they're all involved in this giant criminal enterprise, gun, drug running, the Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One deal, and all the rest of it and they just, Trump's not part of the team, so they want him out. Okay, we have some callers on the line here, so let's go to Jeff in Colorado. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jeff, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. There you are, Jeff. I was about to put your face on the milk carton.
I pushed the wrong button there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay, except I don't have the buttons here.
How's your, are you acclimating to the climate out there in Indiana?
Slowly but surely. It's actually unusually warm for this time of year for Indiana, but given that we're from Hawaii, it actually feels rather comfortable. And like I said, I'm getting all these people are sending me these T-shirts, which is really quite lovely here. And by the way, I am a medium. And
How does the days and nights different out there? Because I know out when you're out in the ocean, you get instant darkness almost, you know, when the sun sets and stuff. And when you're out in the world,
definitely up
it
here.
It hangs around.
The dusk and the dawn is a lot longer. And, of course, as we get into the winter months, the days are also a lot shorter. It is quite a bit different than it was in Hawaii. Hawaii, it was amazing. You'd be sitting out on the back porch, and it would be daylight. You'd blink your eyes, and it was night.
Yeah.
Not quite, but you get where I'm going with that.
Okay, the reason I called you was you mentioned something about when Dick Cheney shot his buddy down there on that supposed hunt down there in Texas or whatever. And
yeah, the caged hunt. You got to be a real manly man to do a caged hunt.
Well, that was the, you know, kind of the tipping point for me to start looking into, you know, conspiracies and crap like that. Was when he shot that guy, you use a certain size of shot when you're hunting them birds. And
yep.
The number of pellets that was removed from that guy was far in excess of what one cartridge would carry. He was shot
multiple times. That depends on the range. I mean, if he was shot at close range, more of the pellets are going to hit him. The whole point of a shotgun is the pellets will spread on out here. You know, the part that really got me upset about it is that Cheney got to get the guy that he shot to apologize on TV.
I know, that was unreal.
I'm sorry I got in the way of your bird shot and ruined your pheasant hunt here. I'm sure all these scars will go away eventually.
I don't know, but I heard that he was shot at a range of about 30 yards. Well, at 30 yards, the spread on that size of shot wouldn't have put that many pellets in him from one shot.
Depends on the choke.
I always thought, well, yeah. But I'm still saying, you know, I didn't believe that.
I don't think he intended to shoot the guy, certainly not in front of a bunch of witnesses. I think he was just out there and he was drunk and he tripped and he pulled the trigger and he shot the guy.
Dick Cheney, who knows what he'd do?
Many things, but he's not stupid enough to actually shoot somebody in front of eyewitnesses.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, you just mentioned that about that, and I just figured I'd let you know. That's where I became involved with, you know, the news ain't what they tell us and stuff, you know. All right,
we're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. I mean, that's the reality we got to deal with right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jeff, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for letting me in. I don't know how close you are to the Central and Eastern time zone, but you'll catch on pretty soon.
The Eastern time zone is about 5 miles that way.
Yeah, I know you're pretty close. And the arrested baptism and the anal cavity search, that's Hamilton County, Tennessee, Chattanooga. Those guys are mad.
Yeah.
Just madmen. I've been keeping up on it for quite a while. They're just mad. But what I want to get to is, imagine this, that Trump is on the same philosophy as the Democrats and the Republicans, but he's just a different crime family seeking to take over the controls. So he's in on all this, and all this show that we get for impeachment and all this. Now, I think he loves it and enjoys it and actually serves his purpose, because it helps his side of the crime family take over the other side of the crime family. And I'd like your thoughts on that, because I think he's in on it. I think this is all just a show to make us think he's a good guy when he's really not.
Well, I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's an idiot. But I don't think he's head of a crime family. I'm sure that probably they've had some very shady business dealings. But we're not talking about the scale of crime that we see from the CIA or the FBI or the NSA or the Clintons. Compared to those people, Trump is a piker. But I do think that Trump is, in fact, luring the Democrats back in to another huge embarrassment like Russiagate.
Yeah, but like you said, I think this is just a battle over crime families, not that Trump's the head of it. He's got his controllers or his handlers. But it's just a fight between two or three crime families seeking to take over and be the rulers of the world, as opposed to the other guys being the rulers of the world. Because,
well, in that like context, you said, in that context, I'm sure there's probably 20 or 30 different crime families who want to take over the world. Well, I think it's only two.
Well, exactly. I don't disagree with that. But nobody at all, CIA, FBI, Congress, mayors, governors, nobody at all has been arrested for anything related to the swamp. Nothing has ever happened related to the swamp, is what I... So all the swamp creatures get to live because they don't... Unless you're Jewish, I suppose.
Swamp thing.
You don't kill your
swamp
own.
Swamp thing, yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't. And I remember reading a story about where there was this prosecutor who was literally handed a list, do not prosecute these people, from somebody at the Central Intelligence Agency. I mean, CIA really does seem to be running a good portion of the country. They are everywhere. They're ubiquitous. They actually tried to recruit me when I was at CBS Television City years ago in Hollywood, but I failed my initial test to wreck somebody else's production, which I've always been kind of glad for, because I'm not the CIA type. I'd make a good analyst, but I'd be a lousy field agent.
Well, I'd even throw in that Jesse Ventura was met by the CIA, and I suppose that's why he did one term. He said, well, I don't want to be shot. I'll just walk out.
Well, I think Jesse Ventura just got sick of the political mess. I remember watching that video debate where there were these unwed mothers who were demanding the state pay for their kids. And Jesse Ventura said, why should the taxpayers pay for the bad choices you made? And these girls just started screaming. How could you be so cruel? And I think Jesse Ventura just kind of got fed up with all of that. Anyway, listen, Mark, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
All right, so here we go. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show anyway. Saudi Arabia's ruling family is beginning to turn on Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Apparently, the strike on the oil refinery has raised fears that the Crown Prince cannot actually defend the kingdom properly, which, yeah, would be the point, especially when you couple it with those three divisions they lost to the Houthis along the border there. Another interesting story that we need to look at here is apparently the protests in Iraq are really expanding, and there are now gunfights breaking out in southern Iraq as protests spread nationwide. So, oh good, another nation that we've utterly, completely destroyed here. And there's going to be a lot of bloodshed because you need to remember that underneath Saddam Hussein, gun laws were very free in Iraq. You could buy an automatic weapon. They didn't have the gun laws in Iraq that they have here in the United States of America. You know, if you wanted a gun, go buy a gun. All right, let's take a phone call here from Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me again. The reason why I called, I'm going to get at that in a sec, but you mentioned the CIA controlling your country. Truman created it. There's actually a Ben Garrison cartoon that you've seen, right?
Yes.
It's with JFK, and then you know, like now, it's perfect, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, even when Truman created the CIA, even at the time, he said, "This is a dangerous thing that I'm doing."
Yeah. Oh yeah, he did. Now, are you aware? I bet you are, but you don't really talk about it a lot, that the Pope is actually trying to, how would you call this, merge Islam with Christianity.
Yeah, Chrisley.
Yes, exactly, to the point where it brings us closer to a one-world religion.
Except that Judaism doesn't fit in there.
Well, who's to say that
there's going to be
the
Judaism, and then there's going to be everything else mushed together?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly. That was the point I was going to make, Mike. And you can see there's actually a picture, and it's the Star of David's right at the top and in the middle of it all.
Yep.
So. It makes sense, though, when you look at how things are run around this world. I'm not talking about ownership, I'm talking about something that Kiss bass player said, Jews don't play football, we run football. Gene Simmons.
Yes.
After he found out he was Jewish, because he didn't know.
Oh, come on, he was Jewish all along. Come on, he knew it.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did, but you remember they had that series on TV, I don't know, like 25, 30 years ago, whenever it was. It was with Gene Simmons, right? And his wife surprises him by now saying, "Hey, we just found out you're Jewish. Yay! We're saved." Anyway, I appreciate your time, Mike.
All right. Okay, so we're going to let you go here and switch over to Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Jay Sekulow on his radio show makes a point. California passed that law that you got to give. Trump's got to give up tax stuff. He's adding to the, they're adding to the Constitution. That's a no-no. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it looks like the Supreme Court's going to throw that out.
Well, wait, after the next election?
No, before the next election.
Now? Well, I'm afraid it's going to run
before
past the election.
Before the primaries. Before the primaries.
Who knows? I'm going to throw it out tomorrow. Hey, now that you're in Indiana, get yourself a light, wide snow shovel and alcohol.
Yes.
It thaws out everything, and get yourself a nice pair of four-buckle Arctic boots. And when you walk, keep your legs far apart, and you'll do good.
I will keep that advice in mind.
In the wintertime, pays off.
We've got to get antifreeze into the car. We've got to get all-weather tires in the car. We've got all this stuff, all that stuff to do. All right, well, listen.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you later. I'm going by.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. I'm probably going to have to take you through this next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay, Michael, I'll ask you, first of all, great show. I don't know why you don't have 4 billion phone calls. You're the best. And I'm not just flattering you. I mean, I love your show. And I love the way you view the world, but because you tell it like it is, at least from your viewpoint. But my question is, I have a question, but first of all, I want to ask you this. If you take me through the break, fine, I'll get your opinion on something, but how is...
Actually, this is the break here right now, so just stay on hold.
Right.
Stay on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. it's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. Gone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. I think we're still talking with Mo in Florida. And Mo, what was it you wanted to say next?
Well, I just had a comment and then a question. This is not what I called in for, but can you, sometimes just, it's so hard to believe Bill Cheney hasn't been, or Dick Cheney, I'm sorry, hasn't been arrested. Or, I mean, the guy is just the most evil person. I mean, anybody can find this out. I mean, what?
Unfortunately, we have a two-tiered society where there's ordinary people like you and I who can be sent to jail for a marijuana cigarette. And then you have the untouchables, people who they're never going to see the inside of a courtroom. Doesn't mean they don't get rid of. I mean, when you look the John F. Kennedy assassination, and Jim Garrison came on out and discovered that Clay Shaw had been involved in the conspiracy, and the CIA was able to sabotage the trial to get Clay Shaw acquitted, but shortly thereafter he was seen being driven away from his home in an ambulance and never seen again. And then Epstein. Look what they did to Jeff Epstein.
No, you're totally right. I think it's just when they got away with the Kennedy thing, that was a Rosetta Stone for them. They just figured that, you know, hey, if these people are that stupid, we can do anything, right? But hey, listen, that's
well,
not why
it's not
called.
Like John F. Kennedy was the first president to be assassinated. I mean, if you, obviously we had Abraham Lincoln. If you read my article on All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you're going to find a long list of presidents who died under very suspicious circumstances for trying to take on the private central bank.
No, that's true. That's true. But I mean, in our modern era, where someone was actually caught on film, but the question that I just kind of threw at you, because I thought you're like the perfect guy for this, but you know how you're saying, and I totally agree with you, 2 + 2 = 4, and they're trying to say this
yes.
and that, but put quantum computers in there. 2 + 2 may be 4, but it may be something else. Think about that one.
Well, yeah, that's not the way quantum computers work. And they have the potential to be very, very powerful, but they're not magical. And once again, I'm seeing all this propaganda coming from the NSA that they're building this quantum computer that will break any code out there that anybody can think of. And obviously, if you don't have the methodology, you can't break the code. Let them build their quantum computer. I'll send them an encrypted message as a challenge.
Well, I do think it's coming, Mike. I mean, you know more about that I could ever dream about computers, because I'm not a, I don't understand them that well, but I do understand a little bit about quantum computers, what I've, looked into, and it's pretty, there is no, my point was there's no definitive, maybe there's no definitive on and off, yes or no. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, of course that's not the way that they work. The way quantum computers work is they work using the quantum states of the components to hold additional information. So instead of it simply being binary 0 and 1 like they do with an electron, you can have quantum states of 8 or 16 based on spin, polarity, various things like that. It allows the quantum computer to hold a lot more data, but the bandwidth going through the computer, as far as capacity is concerned, it remains the same. If you send in only 20 bits of data to a quantum computer, it could spread all over the place inside the computer, but when it comes on out, it's still 20 bits of data. And, I'll issue the challenge here right now. I'll bet my old Commodore VIC-20 that when the NSA comes out with their code-breaking quantum computer, I'll be able to beat it.
Well, I hope you're around for another 30 years, and you probably will be, but I think that day is coming where it's like the universe is infinite, small is infinite, and we're just kind of living in this bubble to where we think we know what is true and what is false.
Yeah.
And in some ways that's right, but in the other, there's another, say quantum way of looking at things, and I think we really have to all admit to ourselves we don't know.
Well, there's a lot that we don't know, but we have to just respect the things that we really do know. And as far as my being around for 30 years, as you know, I just went through this little medical kerfuffle, if you will, and got the full workup. And I'm actually in pretty good shape for a guy my AGE. Anyway, listen, we've got to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike in Brazil. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Mike in Brazil.
Yes. Do you hear
there
me?
You are. I hear you
okay,
now.
Here I am. I haven't left.
Well, you have to be someplace.
First of all, you need to put antifreeze in your radiator regardless of where
yes.
you live. Okay, because it prevents rust of the radiator. And
yes.
you know as well as I do that radiator jobs are very expensive. You have to buy either a reconditioned one or a new one,
yep.
which is probably going to take about $300 out of your pocket. Maybe, depending on the car, maybe even $400. So I know from my own experience that I always used reconditioned radiators, and I always put antifreeze, and I was living in Southern California, just in Northridge. I was there when
yes.
the earthquake hit, okay? So regardless of the climate where you live, you always have to put 30-70 antifreeze, okay? If you live in a colder climate, then you have to put like 40, 60. So, okay, so let's get this aside. Now, the reason I called, okay, was about the Social Security, because you were talking about this collapse of the government. And but before I get to that, first, you need to realize that we're being ruled. When I say we, I mean you, because I don't live in the United States. You do. So
yes.
You have to realize that you're being ruled by a what they call it's like a criminal syndicate. It's like a criminal industrial complex. And probably that's the best word I can describe it. It's a criminal industrial complex. Look at Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
She committed so many felonies, and she walked scot-free. Nobody's touching her because she's got those...
I mean, the head of the FBI admitted on TV to felony Title 18 violations, and she still got to walk.
Yeah, she got to walk, Mike. And that's what scares me, okay, because it means that there was no justice in the United States. By the way, let me ask you this. I caught something on YouTube about a Texas police officer, a woman who murdered a person in his own apartment, thinking that the guy was in her apartment, except that she was on the wrong floor. So she fired two shots, one missed, and one got the guy in the chest and killed him. Now, today was the sentencing hearing. Do you have any idea what happened? Because I didn't get the chance to watch it.
She got sentenced for murder. She got convicted of murder.
I know, but how many years? How many years?
I don't know the number of years, but I imagine it's going to be quite a while.
No, because she was sentenced, basically, Mike. She was, the jury had the option of, finding her guilty of manslaughter, which carries a sentence between 5 and 15 years, and murder, which is a lot worse, okay, which she could actually end up spending the rest of her life in prison. So I was wondering, because stuff, and I lost track of it. I lost the link, and I can't find it. Probably I'm going to have to Google it and get back on track with this. The news.
Yeah, I think this is the last story that I read was that she was convicted of homicide.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I got too. Yeah, that she was convicted of first degree murder, which carries a sentence from I believe 5 to 10 years in prison. I don't know. That doesn't sound real, okay? And I don't know why they convicted her on first-degree murder, because this was not premeditated. She should have been convicted
on second-degree murder. She walked into somebody's apartment and gunned the guy down. I'm sorry, premeditation is not... Yeah, there was premeditation. She walked through the door, she saw the guy, oh, this guy is in my home, and she shot him. And maybe they should have gone for the manslaughter charge instead. But I mean, we've got too many of these police officers walking around with guns who are literally on hair trigger alert.
Mike, has it ever occurred to you that she could have stoned and she had no idea where she was at the time? Because come on, how many times did you miss your own apartment for somebody else's? Or you missed somebody's apartment for
it certainly never happened. Okay, Mike in the control room is telling me.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So it had to be some kind of beef that she had with the guy. Because I can't imagine.
We don't know that.
Going into somebody.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
We do know that she did make some off-color jokes about Martin Luther King. But Mike in the control room is saying she was convicted of murder, but not for capital murder. And it's saying the jury determined she intended to kill him, so murder was the correct charge, and they're giving the jury the option of probation, but they rather doubt she's going to get that.
Well, if she gets probation, excuse me, Mike, but if she gets probation, then every murderer in any county jail in Texas or in state prisons should be let out, okay? If she gets that... Okay, because, I mean, this is not fair. I mean, she pumped one bullet in the guy's chest in his own apartment, okay, just because she had a badge and a gun. And like Bill Whittle says, just by virtue of you having a badge and a gun, that doesn't mean you're the supreme. I was watching, I'm a subscriber to Bill Whittle channel, and I love his stuff that, he puts out. But he's absolutely correct. You know, I mean, there's no flaw in logic here in what he says. But
there is one flaw in the logic. Okay. And you mentioned it before. How can you walk into a home not your own and not immediately realize it?
You never happened to me. I know my
never happened
house.
To me.
I don't know anybody.
I mean, if you saw the strange stuff I've got hanging on the walls of my home, you know that would be impossible.
Mike, this is hilarious. I mean, come on, you know? I mean, you walk into somebody's apartment and shoot them dead? And you think you're in your own apartment? Come on, you know, I mean, this doesn't wash, no matter what she says. And what really made me sad is that she was very young. It looks like she's going to spend some time in prison. And my guess is she'll probably spend 15 years at the minimum in prison. Because
and it's going to be a very, very serious charge. It's going to be very, very rough because former cops who get sent to jail, they are targets. The other prisoners just love to wail on them. So she's going to have a really,
Mike,
really
you know
rough
that,
time.
That cops. You know that. You know, you're right. But you know that
the
cops
only thing
get,
lower than
arrested.
My turn. The only thing that's lower than a former police officer in the prison hierarchy is a child molester. And so, yeah, she's going to – they may even have to keep her in protective custody.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. She's going to be kept in protective custody in a separate wing of the prison because if she's let out in the general in the general population, she'll be murdered. If they find out she's a cop or she's an ex-cop, that's the end of her life right then and there.
Yes.
So she will not be the first one to meet that fate. So, but anyway, the reason I called Mike is that you keep saying
Mike,
about this government.
Mike,
that's gonna,
hang on.
Right.
Okay, we just got a call from a listener. Apparently, she got sentenced to 10 years.
She got sentenced to 10 years. Boy, she got off easy. She got off easy, Mike. I tell you that. It's not that I have a grudge against her, but listen. Homicide is a homicide, no matter how you look at it. So the fact that she took this man's life in his own house, Mike, in his own house.
Yes.
And this woman, trigger happy, she comes off work, she goes and she says she mistook this guy's apartment for her own. How can that be? This is ridiculous. I've never heard such crappy excuse in my entire life. I'm 67 years old, Mike. I've never heard this before. Okay.
I mean, every apartment building I ever lived in, there were numbers on the door.
Exactly. That was my point. She must have had a number on her door. Listen, if I was, I served in jury duty. You know, I did jury duty in civil cases, not criminal cases, but I know how the procedure goes, you know. So, it's unbelievable. This woman murders this guy in cold blood. And she claims that she was confused as to where she was. Come on, give me a break. I mean, you can do better than that. You know, just confess. You just killed the guy because you had a beef against him. Because it had to be this. I can't imagine a police officer walking into your home and popping a couple of bullets in your body and then says, oh, I was confused. I didn't know where I was. Oh, maybe you were stoned. Maybe you were stoned out of your mind. Then maybe.
Yep.
Because that's the only explanation I have. I mean, I can't imagine somebody walking to somebody else's house and saying that it's his house, and then start shooting the occupants of the house, thinking that they're intruders. Then, you got to be out of your mind, or stoned out of your mind. But anyway, listen,
good reason for people to be armed so they can shoot back when the cops are shooting at them wrongfully.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd have a problem with shooting a cop, really. I know. I've listened to
I'd have a problem with shooting somebody too. I'm not that kind of a person. But on the other hand, if police are wandering around a building and they know that some of the people in that building have guns and are willing to shoot, protect themselves, they might say, you know, maybe I ought to make sure I'm going into my apartment. All right, listen, I need to let you go. We're running out of time here, and we have got two more callers we're going to try and get to. The first is Steve Elkins on the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency. Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, since you just brought that up about the shooting of the Dallas police officer, you know, she had the opportunity if she was in the wrong apartment, which I've lived in those apartment complexes, and I've never gone to the wrong floor and never tried to enter the wrong apartment. But she had the opportunity to hold a gun on him and then flip the light on, and she didn't do that. She shot in the dark. And something didn't seem right about this whole trial at all. Her story, you know, she played the game of I worked 13 and a half hours, I was tired, and then, you know, she did everything to point to fatigue.
Hey, Steve, I got to let you go. Steve, I got to let you go. I'm sorry. We're running out of time. The show is almost over this time for real. We're going to try and fit as many callers in to the last segment as we can. I don't know that we're going to get you all. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And this time, I really, 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 really mean it. We're going to go back to the phones here to Robert in California, who wants to share a little humor with us.
Hey, Mike. Oh, boy. You gave me a whole new reason to hope that a meteor doesn't strike the Midwest, bro. I can recommend a few bottles of scotch, though.
Okay. I hate to tell you this. I gave up drinking.
Oh, well, you'll just be standing up there naked with a megaphone and nothing else to do. But, you know, actually, I have a couple of questions about that, knowing that you... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'll be up there with a Diet Coke.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, God. That'll probably kill you quicker than the meteor will. No, I got a couple of questions about the meteors. Since you're one of those NASA guys and you kind of have a little bit of understanding of probably a higher level of physics than I do. So what would the minimum size of an asteroid have to be for to give an ELE, an extinction level event?
Well, the one that caused the Chicxulub crater that exterminated the dinosaurs, that was about the size of Mount Everest. A lot of it has to do with the composition of the asteroid. The stony ones cause less damage than the solid metallic ones. But yeah, about 7-8 miles in size, that'll do it for the surface of the Earth, but not necessarily for the deep ocean.
Yeah, no, I guess the ocean would be most protected. So, well, okay, let me ask you another question. Let's say something the size of a school bus did hit in the Midwest. How far away from that would you actually have to be to not get, you know, blown into chunks?
Well, it's estimated that that Russian meteor that came down a few years ago was about the size of a small bus. So that's how much energy there is contained in those things.
So if that had actually hit the ground, then it would have been like a multi-kiloton nuclear explosion, basically.
It would have been. But fortunately, these larger asteroids, they tend to overheat and explode high in the atmosphere. And so that minimizes the amount of damage to the ground, except, of course, for chunks that actually do survive to fall to the ground. In the case of the Russian meteor, it was the shockwave. This thing just created a heck of a shockwave that just traveled across miles and miles, breaking windows and all kinds of damage. And, you know, it's going to happen again. Sooner or later, there'll be another one of these. And it makes me very nervous when they say, hey, we had four asteroids whiz by the Earth today, but not to worry. We only discovered three of them 24 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got a good laugh when you brought that up. I hadn't read that story. And, you know, it kind of parallels what the Democrats are doing right now. They're just coming out there and it's the same thing. They're talking about all these things and they don't even realize what the impact is going to be on society. And everybody's looking at them like they lost their minds and they don't even realize it. They don't even see it. It's just, okay,
no,
I'm going to let you go, my guy.
Pushing an idea, they don't think about the long-term consequences. Unfortunately, the same can be said for Donald Trump. Okay, we're going to try and fit in Laura in Michigan, but I think, Laura, we're just about out of time. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hello, Mike.
We just ran out of time,
yes.
And I'm sorry, Laura, we've got to let you go. So this is really the end of our show. This time I mean it. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We will be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.